Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 12, 1805. Choke cherries in bloom. The camp today is in present-day Garfield County, Montana, on a site now inundated by Fort Peck Lake. Captain Lewis writes,
I walked on shore this morning for the benefit of exercise, which I wanted, and also to examine the country and its production. In these excursions, I most generally went alone, armed with my rifle and espontoon. Thus equipped, I feel myself more than an equal match for the brown bear, provided I get him in open woods or near the water. But I feel myself a little diffident with respect to an attack in the open plains. I ascended the hills and had a view of a rough and broken country on both sides of the river. On the north side, the summits of the hills exhibit some scattering of pine and cedar. The choke cherry also grows here in the hollows and at the heads of the gullies. The choke cherry has been in bloom since the 9th instant. This growth has frequently made its appearance on the Missouri from the neighborhood of the bald-pated prairie to this place. The flowers, which are small and white, are supported by a common footstalk, as those of the common wild cherry are. The corolla consists of 5 oval petals, 5 stamen, and 1 pistillium. It bears fruit which much resembles the wild cherry. The Indians of the Missouri make great use of this cherry, which they prepare for food in various ways, sometimes eating when first plucked from trees, or in that state pounding them and mashing the seed, boiling them with roots of meat. The bear and many birds also feed on these berries. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 12, 1805.
Captain Lewis was comparing the choke cherry, which he had seen along the Missouri, with the native eastern morello, a sour cherry that grows in Virginia, and was familiar to Lewis. Perhaps Lewis did not have knowledge of the Indian term for a food called pemmican, which is mashed berries mixed with a binder such as fat and pounded meat. Tomorrow, violent wind.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.